The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's May 4th. Yes, May the 4th be with you. Hey, Colleen.
Is it spring, finally?
You tell me. You drove in.
It was beautiful this morning. It got to be about 50 degrees, so it's warming up a little bit out there.
You know you're Midwest when you look at 50 degrees and sunshine and we're like doing cartwheels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like shorts weather.
Yeah, so Rose is still on the road. Colleen Alsberg is here. Colleen, technically, you're a group leader. What's your deal there?
Well, my official title is the Senior Destination Specialist, and I work in the group department at Fox World Travel, meaning I put together a group travel, and I do a lot of Alaska. I do a lot of big ship cruising. I do a lot of European, and okay. I also tour guide.
You do a lot. Your Twitter handle says, "My friends never know where I am," and it's true, right? Always gone. I mean, this is it's your gig, but you love travel. I mean, it's perfect, right?
Oh, it's absolutely fun. Yeah, I'm leaving again on Sunday for Israel, so that'll be a first for me.
Ah.
I have a nice size group. We're just heading out, and it's a 10-day trip through all just really unique. I can't wait to experience it and bring back some great stories.
That's fantastic. That's great. Okay, let's do your Alaska count. How many times?
30.
30 times in Alaska.
Yeah.
How many times in Jamaica?
Jamaica, oh gosh, probably about 8 or 9 times.
Eight or nine, okay. Yeah. Italy?
Italy, over a dozen for sure.
Okay,
because I do that. We do a lot of Italy trips.
Do you do England?
We do.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes. I love, I took my own trip to England. I did the British Isles. We did England, Scotland, and Wales. And that was really interesting and fun. I didn't realize how many national parks they have in England and how many, they have wild horses and mountains and lakes. It's beautiful. It was really a lot of fun. I'm like, wow, this
is really cool. Nice here.
Yes. Yeah. And I love Scotland. I love Edinburgh and that whole feel there. So okay. Yeah, we do it all.
We talked about this before, but what like bucket list, I think you're going to check one off with Israel. But
right, absolutely.
I mean, done much South America?
No, that's kind of on my list too. I'd really love to cruise it so I could go from like Rio de Janeiro around the tip and then come back up to Santiago, Chile. I want to do Argentina and Machu Picchu and maybe the Galapagos. Might as well throw that in as long as I'm
down
there.
You might as well throw that in. All right. So she's experienced and she's ready for you at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage talk and text line. We didn't even talk about Hawaii. How many times have you been to Hawaii?
About a half dozen times.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and there's some, if people are interested in Hawaii, now it would be the time because we got a couple of Hawaii travel shows coming up.
We do. Next week, the Tuesday, we'll be down here in the Embassy Suites in Brookfield. And it's more of a destination show. We're going to talk about Hawaii. We'll talk about the islands. And then we'll pop in a few ways to see it, whether you do it by the island hopping or you do it with a cruise. And it's just a special location. I know Mexico and the Caribbean is a little closer and you can pop down there and be on a beach in 4 hours, but Hawaii is something completely different. And I think everybody should see it at least once in a lifetime because the moment you step off the airplane, it smells like flowers. And
that's because they put them around your neck.
Well, that too. Yeah. That helps. And it's just you have to do that.
Do they really do that to everybody?
That's
what I always thought.
Yeah, you got to pay for it.
Oh,
now,
what?
But yes, but you do get the lake reading.
I guess.
Yeah.
80s ain't cheap.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm walking into an Elvis movie every time I go to Hawaii. It just has that feel for it. I'm waiting for him to pop out and start singing.
And who doesn't want that?
All right. Really?
So one of these shows?
These shows are next week.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah,
so coming up pretty
Tuesday,
quick.
And then we've got one up in De Pere at the Mark, which is my friends in the Valley come and see us on Thursday at the Mark. And we'll present Hawaii to you, give you some flyers. We'll also present the three trips that we're doing to Hawaii next year. We're doing the Grand Hawaiian trip. We're doing a Hawaiian escape with a gentleman that his name is Tuba Dan, and he is just a hoot of a guy in a polka band.
Is it two words or one?
Two words.
Tuba, okay.
Dan, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got the Best of Hawaii with our friend here, Mr. Tom Faza.
Yeah, let's talk about that Tom Faza thing. First off, the timing is perfect because this is like March of next year. So that's coming up.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, we'll be so sick of winter by then. You'll want to pop over to Hawaii. And it's a three-island tour. You'll start out in Oahu, and you'll do all the right things. We're going to take you out to the Arizona Memorial and the museum. We'll take you through Honolulu and show you the city, and we'll take you up to Diamond Head Crater and the Memorial Park up there. And then we'll pop over to Maui and also do the Big Island. So you've got three islands, 3 days on each island. It's a simple process getting from island to island by flights, and it's perfect. It's a perfect time of the year. Great hotels, and traveling with Tom is just a blast.
He's great. Have you traveled with him? Have you escorted him?
I haven't.
Really should.
I think maybe I will pull some rank and go with Tom this year in March. I would love to do that.
Do it. Colleen Alsberg is here sitting in for Rose Gray, and you are welcome. So where are you going? What are you doing? What kind of questions do you have? Let's talk. 414-799-1620. That is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line on WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
916 at WTMJ, 51 degrees. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is on the road. She is in paradise. In fact, did you get the same message I just got?
No, so I think I feel kind of bad.
Rose might be listening on the web, streaming on WTMJ, and it says 11 adults, 5 kids, paradise. Rose, here's a special message for you.
Welcome back to Wisconsin today, Rose.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Hales Corners. Hey, Shannon.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a daughter that lives in Brooklyn, and we are going to be visiting her next weekend. And we have done the touristy, the Statue of Liberty and all of that stuff. And I'm looking into going to the New York Spy Museum. Are you familiar with that, or have you ever done it?
I've heard of the Spy Museum. I haven't been there myself, but it's gotten great reviews, and I think it's something you definitely should check out for something different to do. I wouldn't stop you from going. It sounds really interesting, actually. I think I should
pop on with you. I know there's a lot of things to do in Central Park. Do you know? I think there's gardens, correct?
Definitely, yeah. And you can always take a carriage ride through there, just walking through, people watching. It's beautiful.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm up on the fence about the Spy Museum, but I thought, that would be something different, it would be something.
Absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate your input.
Sure thing. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Shannon. I know Rose always talks about that hop-on, hop-off. She loves that thing, right?
For
New York?
I love it. I love it for any city, really, because you can stay on the bus the entire time and take a full city tour and kind of get your bearings, especially if you do like a 24-hour, 48-hour pass. And then you can kind of pick out what you want to stop and do, get off the bus, go do the museum that you want to see, and then take your time, and there'll be another bus along. They run about 15 minutes behind each other, so you're never too far behind, and keep going. It's a great way to see just any big city, really, offer.
We always get calls from people that are going to New York City, and they want to stay in the best place the cheapest way possible, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really a tough putt. But do you recommend, do you try to get into like Times Square? Because is that the center, at least, of lots of activities?
It is. I like to stay maybe a couple blocks off of Times Square, usually on 6th Avenue. There are some nicer hotels, chain hotels, but that aren't as radically expensive as Times Square, like the Sheraton and the Hilton are over there.
Like in the 200s a night?
Yeah, probably in the 250 a night.
Okay.
And if you put a couple people in the room, it's not as expensive. But then it's such a walkable city. You've got the streets and the avenues. It's easy to, the streets are short, the avenues are long. If you get your bearings, you can easily, it's built on such an easy grid. And I love the subway.
Subway's awesome.
It is. It's just the best way to get around and the cheapest.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. one of the coolest things I ever did, we were in New York City for a convention, and my boss and I, we walked from the southern tip of Central Park all the way to Battery Park.
Oh, my gosh, so you guys.
It was awesome because what you did was you could see the neighborhoods unfold. It was not unlike if you would have started in downtown Milwaukee and then you're going south. You come through the 3rd Ward. You come through the 5th Ward. You'd get into Bayview. You just slowly the neighborhoods unfolded. And it was really, really amazing to do that.
Yeah, that is cool because you'll end up in Soho and the Italian District.
And all of a sudden, you're there. Then you get into the Garment District.
Right.
You get into the Warehouse District. district, and then you get into, you start to get into the financial district, and that was really cool. But you know, I mean, that was a lot of walking.
That is a lot of walking, but that's great.
But the hop-on hop-off is very cool. Colleen Ellsberg is here. She does a lot at Fox World Travel. Website, by the way, is excellent. It's foxworldtravel.com. One thing you'll see is Fox World Travel, you do vacation travel, but you also do business travel. I know that's an entirely busy, another division of yours, but very busy. So people are listening and they need help with business travel. You can do that as well.
Absolutely. And that's actually the bigger part of our company is our corporate department. And they're amazing. We have such a huge sales team and we work with a lot of different companies throughout the world. And we're not just in Wisconsin, we're all over. And I know a lot of those folks in corporate. They've been there forever. They're very smart. And the nice thing is that we can share our information with each other. We talk a lot to each other. So, and we do some corporate, for our corporate clients, we'll do vacation travel for them as well. So it's a nice crossover.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about this a lot. People say, well, I don't need a travel agent. I can do that online. But the thing is, the millisecond you have any kind of issue, if you've got a weather issue, you have a travel issue, you have a hotel issue, that's when you want an agent to go to bat for you.
Absolutely. And that's why I always book through a travel agent. I know that sounds funny, but it's good to have that backup. I got stranded one time myself on a personal trip in Atlanta, and I called the travel agent that booked my air, and she has a number to what they call a star desk, and they could get my flights changed, and I didn't have to stand in that big long line at the customer service desk. And that's what we do. We have a lot of great contacts. We have special numbers that we can call if you're in a bind. And and one thing I just found out this past week is I guess we work with Expedia quite often, so we can look at those prices for you too. And It's just nice to have that backup, that that person to take care of you should there be any troubles while you're traveling.
Do it. All right, we're going to take a break. 414-799-1620. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Colleen is here. We're starting to get some text questions for you, my friend.
Okay.
Your fans are checking in. That's coming up next. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is, well, she's in Jamaica at a very nice resort. She's celebrating, I believe, her husband's retirement.
And his birthday.
And his birthday.
They're probably on their way to the airport by now, I think. Yeah. They're coming home today.
So. Oh, you're good. That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow her. I have to keep track of Rose. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see. Let's head to Kewaskum. Hey, Ross.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
I was calling to ask. I'm going to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks, and was looking for advice, tips on what would be something good to do. We got a mixture. We got some adult grandchildren going along, and grandma and grandpa, which is me.
Oh, sounds awesome.
So we looking for some tips, and also how's the conditions? I'm hearing that the major cities are fine, but once you get out, there's still some problems.
Yeah, things are picking up. Things are getting much better, especially in San Juan. San Juan came back, bounced back pretty quick right away. But yeah, it's the outerlying areas that still need a little help. But if you're staying kind of in the San Juan area, that's going to be your best bet. Is that where you're staying, Ross?
Yeah, we're staying at a Margaritaville, which is just south, probably about 45 minutes away from San Juan.
Okay, perfect. As a great tip, I think you guys should go explore Old San Juan. It feels kind of European, kind of like Spain. It's a walled city. You can go to the fort, great shopping. There's lots of neat restaurants. Get a real good Puerto Rican meal. Meet the people. So that's one thing I would highly recommend.
That's cool.
Also some great great beaches for snorkeling, and it's a beautiful destination. If you can get to El Yunque Forest, the rainforest, that's really fun to explore as well.
Okay, how about ponds? How is ponds? I know that'd be like a day trip, but it's down on the southern end.
Yeah, I have not been to ponds, but I've heard about it, and I think that would be fun, too. Just, you know, do your homework on that a little bit. We do have some Puerto Rico experts at Fox World Travel, so if you want to give one of our agents a call, too, they can help you with that. Definitely enjoy it because it's just such a beautiful island. It's so close by, and it's part of the U.S., so have fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks, appreciate Ross. It. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
I had a text question about the June 5th River Cruise Show. They wanted to know who's being represented. And I see that Avalon, Uniworld, and Viking will be represented at that. And there's a couple of river cruises that are being featured. One of this Burgundy and Provence with a little French bakery. That sounds great. And that is next in June. And then there's one, the German Grandeur River Cruise with Amy Hanton. That's in September.
So, right.
And again, that is going to be, let's see, June 5th. That's a Wednesday night. Embassy Suites. So that's
exactly.
Where that is. Yeah.
And we're going to run that show to more like a destination show, not so much as we're going to hit on. We'll talk about the different products that are over there, the different cruise lines that do it, but we're going to talk about the rivers mostly. And we will be, we love Uniworld, we love Avalon, and we work a lot with Viking, and we may even throw in Talk River Cruises and Scenic too. So we'll just talk a little bit about that. And then the featured river cruises are amazing. I just did Burgundy and Provence, which is the one that Susan Holding will be doing. And that's on the Saône and the Rhône through the wine country of southern France, ending up in Nice and Monte Carlo. It's just wonderful. So we'll hit on that as well.
Okay. Got a couple other text questions. One is, with as much experience as maybe this is one of your fans, as Colleen has with all of her destinations, how does she pack? How does a pro pack?
Oh, I think I'm getting better.
I mean,
it's
do you
hard.
Have the same set of luggage no matter where you're going? I mean, what do you do? How do you do it?
I have two different size pieces of luggage. I have a smaller size and a larger size, so it depends on the length of the trip.
Is this like a set? Or?
No, it's not really. It's just okay. What I picked out. I buy a lot of luggage from Travelsmith when it's on sale. It's online, and they have really good soft-sided luggage that's light, and it's sturdy. So that's what I buy. And then I'm getting better. I wear a lot of black. It's just, easy to, then you can cross match. You don't have to bring as much with you. So I'll mix and match. And I use packing cubes. And I know Rose talks about packing cubes. And in fact, I'm going to IKEA after this to pick up some more. But I like to separate my clothing out. And I'm kind of weird that way because I'll fold everything up on the way home too and put it back exactly where it was. Even if it's dirty, that's just how I do it. But the best is less is more. I take very few pairs of shoes because they're so heavy. So bring comfortable shoes, sandals, flip-flops, and be done no matter where you go. And
those are probably the rookie mistakes, right? Taking too much. Everybody,
right.
I would think 90% of people overpack because you don't want to be without something.
Right, exactly. And so I'll look at the length of the trip, like this next trip to Israel. I'm going for 10 days. I'll probably put in 10 outfits of some sort, maybe 5 pairs of pants, 10 tops, and then maybe a few extra tops, depending. The weather could change and do something to me, and I don't know what I'm doing. So I want to make sure I have a few extra pieces, or if you need to change at some point of the day. So, yeah.
Got it. All right. Colleen is here. We got 30 more minutes with her at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We're going to talk about travel insurance, Gibraltar, a Mediterranean cruise, and then your questions. So give us a buzz.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, well, Rose Gray is actually listening online. So, hey, Rose, welcome back. Colleen is doing a fantastic job, and her legion of fans that she urged on Facebook to tune in are here. So thank you. I'd like to welcome you to WTMJ. I got to thank Colleen over the years, and you've been doing this a long time. You've got lots of friends that have gone on lots of trips with you.
I do, and it's you become a family after a while. I keep a database of everyone that I travel with on all my tours, and then I follow up through the years, and it's amazing. You may not hear from somebody for 10 years, and all of a sudden there they are on a trip with you, and it's just like old home time, and I love that. I have a lot of special people in my life because of that, so a huge family.
You helped reconnect me with my old friend Laura Jean down at Stenny's.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
I love that. Laura, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. Let's go to Hartford. Bob, thank you for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Hello.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're planning a trip up to part of a cruise, part of airline. My question is really related to trip insurance. Is there a relationship between the total cost of the package and the cost of the insurance? Because I'm seeing numbers from everywhere from like $200 to $600.
Bob, there's several different ways you can do travel insurance. If you're booking through like a cruise line or an airline, probably if you've got a package that you've built together. It's going to be easiest to do it through some kind of a operator. We use Travel Guard. There's Travel X. Those are actual travel insurance. And the cost of that is based on the package price of your trip and your age. And I know that can get kind of high. If you're booking something, if it's a cruise or a land tour of some sort, the vendors may have their own insurance, and that's usually a little bit a little more economical. But you got to be very careful on what it covers, because if you book just for instance, if you book something with Funjet and use their insurance, but you don't use their air, you're not going to be covered with your air costs should something happen. So that's why we like to use these third party Travel Guard. It's an amazing insurance, even though it costs a little bit more, it's a good safety net for you.
Okay, cool.
So it's a function of the cost of the trip and the person's age, I understand.
Yeah, right? That's usually how it is. It's based.
And so the older you get, the more cost?
Yes, like I'm sorry to say that, Bob.
Just like everything. Let's head to Chuck and Tosa. Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm still in the planning stage. Thinking, I've never been to Europe, and I'm thinking of taking a river cruise. And I've seen a couple of them. Some of them are for a week. Some of them are for 2 weeks or more. The one of them is with Viking, goes from Amsterdam to Budapest, and it's a 15-day trip. And then there's another one that I checked out that apparently doesn't do the Rhine. It's with Grand Circle Cruise Line.
Okay.
And it's that one goes from Prague to Budapest. Okay. And they also have some options of having some things on either at the beginning or the end where you can have some, you could go to Berlin or those types of places.
Great.
Before you get on the ship.
Right. What you were describing, I've done both, actually, those river cruises. And the Rhine, the Amsterdam down to Budapest is amazing. You'll really get a good overview of Europe. If you've not been to Europe, it's really a great way to start. Let me say that river cruising really is a neat way to see Europe, because you just unpack once and you have an included tour every day, so you're seeing a lot of neat little towns along the way.
Sure.
If you have an opportunity, I see you're in Wauwatosa, you should come out to our river cruise show in June, the first week of June. We have one at the Embassy Suites in Brookfield, and we'll explain of that.
There's a time constraint, though, because if I want to go this year yet, I've got to
make a decision. Yeah.
In fact, I contacted, and they've got very, very little availability.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking of going like in end of September, beginning of October.
Yeah, usually river cruises do book a year out, so it gets pretty long. So what I would suggest is probably call. Are you working with a travel agent? Because that would be the best way to
work it
out, talk to them, and get some advice from them on different cruise lines and itineraries.
And maybe we suggest working with Fox World Travel.
That would be the best.
That would be the best. So do that, Chuck. All right, a big question on a big decision. That's a text question. What do you do? I'm going to put you on the spot next, Colleen.
Okay.
That's next on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943 WTMJ. We got 53 degrees high. Today's going to be 65, sunny, pleasant. That's the inland high. A little closer to the lake, you're going to hit 60, down to 45 tonight, 72 tomorrow for the inland high, about 67. We're going to get some sun in the morning, then cloudy, scattered showers in the afternoon, and then scattered showers Monday, a little bit on Tuesday, into Wednesday, but there we go. Let's enjoy this weekend. It's 53 degrees. Let's get you out of town. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. All right, Colleen Alsberg sitting in for Rose Gray. Here's this big text question. We need to decide today. Okay,
okay.
I'm putting the emphasis on.
Oh, wow.
We need to decide today on either. Oh, I'm sorry. It's fancy. Either the Celebrity Edge, June, Rome to Barcelona sailing, or MSC Divina in the Yacht Club. Parentheses, I've been told by previous cruiser on MSC that the regular level is not good, but yacht level is fabulous. That's June 30th. It's Rome to Rome. Both are 7 days. Are you familiar with either? Any advice? So again, this would be Celebrity Edge, Rome to Barcelona, or MSC, which is Rome to Rome. I'm sorry, MSC Divina, Rome to Rome.
Okay. I'm going to be a little biased on this because last December I got the amazing opportunity to sail on the Celebrity Edge. This ship is incredible. It's brand new. It's so high tech. You put an app on your phone and you can open your door with that. You can turn your lights on. You can order food. It was too high tech for me. I couldn't keep up. It was just, but it was so amazing. They have, I don't even know what to call it. It's some kind of a lounge that's the elevator on the side of the ship where if you want to take a tender in, they'll put you on this, in this lounge, and then it goes 14 stories down to the tenders. The food was fantastic. The drinks were amazing. They have a new theater that's like a surround sound theater that you, none I've ever experienced. So that I'm going to be a little more leaning toward the Edge. I love that you're going from Rome to Barcelona because there's so many neat things in the Mediterranean between those two cities. And Barcelona is one of my very favorites. So if you haven't been there before, this is an amazing opportunity to experience Las Ramblas and the Sagrada Familia and all of Gaudi's buildings and tapas. And, oh, it's just amazing. So I have heard of MSC. I've not sailed with them. I, like you said, I didn't get great reviews on the food, but maybe going to that yacht level will bring that up. But I'm going to probably push it more towards Celebrity just because I think it's a fabulous cruise line.
And in a subsequent text, she said they are working with Fox. So
thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Somebody is going on a cruise. They'll be in Gibraltar. There's a stop in Gibraltar. Anything that you can suggest? And this is John and Eileen listening in Des Plaines.
Yeah, what I would do is probably, if you're stopping with a cruise line, maybe St. Michael's Cave would be a neat thing to go check. They have beautiful gardens, too. A lot of history, a lot of lighthouses. There's a botanic garden. Also, if you like that history, it's pretty British down there. You can go to the Moorish castles. So that I would probably work something out, go get on the cruise ship, take a look at what they have available, talk to the shore excursion desk and find what works best for your interests.
So when in doubt, is it a good idea just to go and ask them what this excursion should be? I mean, because we've talked about short trips, but short trips doesn't do everybody, right?
Right. Well, short trips is getting there, but yeah, they don't do everybody and every location yet. I know they're working on expanding. What I like to do, and it's the same for river cruising and for big ship cruising, is to talk to the people on board. The cruise directors or the shore excursion desk, they're the ones who know exactly what are the best optionals to do. And I always take their advice because they're not going to treat you wrong. They're going to tell you what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because do you ever find that like, I this probably doesn't happen on ships, but I think it happens from hotels from time to time where you're looking for a suggestion. Somebody's just going to hook their friends up. You know,
right.
So you need credibility, right? Do you find that most concierges are
very, yeah,
very.
Absolutely.
They
yeah,
need to be, right?
They really do. That's a reputation on the line, so they need to give you the right advice. And that's the same for cruise ships as well. I would definitely go to them. There's no doubt about that. Even as much as I've traveled, I still use their advice when I travel.
Got it. Colleen is here. You can join us. 414-799-1620 is our number. That's the Accident Mortgage talk and text line. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is about to go wheels up on her way back from Jamaica. Colleen, about to go wheels up as well. You're going to Israel in how soon? Pretty soon.
Sunday. Mother's Day. So my mom was like, oh, you're going on Mother's Day. So I'm going to spend the day with her today. Just because
Ma,
I should.
Okay, Ma, that's Sunday, that's your Mother's Day.
There you
we
go.
Do that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dishwasher, that's our anniversary present, honey. Yeah. Hank and Nancy checked in. They're looking forward to seeing you in Alaska in June.
I am so excited to take Hank and Nancy with me on that trip. We are going to have a blast. They're doing a 6-day land package and then a 7-night cruise with me. And it's one of my favorite itineraries. And we're going to have so much fun.
That will be trip number 31?
31. Yeah, my 21st year of going up to Alaska. So I've been going.
So you'd go more than once in a year?
Yeah, I usually do two a year. Yep. And so it just, 1 year it was three. So it keeps going on and on. So,
and Fox World Travel does Alaska and does Alaska very well. There's eight departures, right?
Yeah, we've got eight sold out departures this 2019 season. And so I've added two more departures and probably another 140 seats for 2020.
Within the same window of time, though, right?
Absolutely.
Because
it's not
like here, you know. I mean, here, the weather is beautiful in July.
Right. Yes. Right? Yeah. We do June, July, and August because it's beautiful up there as well. It can be warmer up in Alaska than it can be here in Wisconsin. So it'll surprise the people that you're not going to be needing your parka when you're up there.
Got it. Okay. Quick text question. Buddies and I are planning on going to Vegas. What's the best time? And is a week too long? That depends.
For me, yeah, the week is way too long. But if you, there's a lot of things to do. It depends on if you're going to get out of Vegas too and go see Hoover Dam or Lake Mead or something and get out of town. And Death Valley is close by. There's a lot of things. But
sir, have you seen The Hangover? A week might not be long enough. So
it depends on how much you're gambling too. You might be done in 2 days.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, I don't want to surprise you this one, but Melk Abbey in Austria. First off, what is that, Colleen? And then, how do you get there? Is that a river cruise or is that a bus or what? What is that?
It is. The Melk River is on the Rhine, or the Melk Abbey is on the Rhine River, and it's an amazing, huge, beautiful abbey. I've been there several times. It's just gorgeous. I love the library. It just is incredible, and the whole abbey itself is very decorative and very medieval feeling. There's not much more in Melk. It's a very small town. It's about an hour's drive from Vienna. So I'm assuming the big city that you're going to be closest to will be Vienna. A train takes about an hour. A bus takes a little bit longer than an hour. So that's my best advice. Would get on a river cruise and see it from there because it's spectacular to see while you're cruising down the river. But it's a neat place to visit.
Somebody's got a text question about Fox. Would you guys ever consider doing Alaska land only? And really, the whole Alaska thing started, it was river cruising, right? So I'm not river cruising, but cruising up there.
Right.
But then starting to add in the land. And that really balances the whole thing. Is there
right.
a land only that people can do?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I'm working on that for 2020. A lot of people have cruised Alaska already. And it's amazing when we do our Alaska shows, people come and they think they're just going to cruise Alaska because I'm going to go to Alaska, do a cruise. And we change their minds because we'll tell them all about the interior of Alaska and how you have to get up to Denali National Park. And so if you've cruised, a lot of people have done the cruise only because it's a week, it's the time constraints, financial situations, but they want to go back and see the land. And I work with some great companies up in Alaska that do land only, where they get you down into the Kenai, maybe down to Homer and into Seward and Prince William Sound. So you get a little bit of the glaciers experience, and then they'll get you through up to Wrangell St. Elias, which is the second largest national park up there, and then Denali, and spend some time in Anchorage as well. So most definitely there's some land-only options up there, too.
Okay. All right. And then, yeah, so that's Fox World Travel in Alaska. Again, weird, you just head to foxworldtravel.com. May I put a plug in for my trip with Rose?
Yes, please.
July of 2020, so that's next year. Rose is going to be guiding me and a bunch of WTMJ listeners.
I think I should go along.
I'm sorry. You should. You look like every Norwegian I've ever seen. We're going to Norway. And it's going to be a fantastic trip. A little bit of Denmark, but mostly Norway. It's Oslo, and then over to Bergen, and then all along the west coast of of Norway down, and then we jump over to Denmark, and it's going to be pretty spectacular. And so I think we're about half sold.
We are, and it's just amazing. I hadn't been there in quite a while, and I went 2 years ago, and I fell in love with it all over again. And when you're over there, you do want to spend the majority of your time in Norway because that is the prettiest area, and there's so much to see. I loved Geiranger and all the little fjord communities and doing little fjord cruises. So it's just so beautiful and relaxing. And I love that we took ferries across all, because there's so many islands there. So we had to put the whole bus on a ferry and we just go from place to place. And the food, the seafood was spectacular. I like food. So.
we had a guy call and he goes, well, I wasn't much on the food, but you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. But that's funny. Only because he was not a seafood fan.
Oh, then yeah.
But
yeah,
but I've read up on the details of the trip, and one thing that they do is when they get to a certain town, city rather, I mean, whether you're in Oslo or you're in Bergen, they will go and they will go to local dishes. So you know,
yes,
it's not
yeah.
it's not just the steamer table,
right?
Yeah.
And you'll stay away from the franchises and all that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good variety of food, but I love seafood, so I hope you all enjoy that.
Have you ever been overseas so long that you've just been like jonesing for like a McDonald's and you found one?
Yes, very much so.
You have.
Yeah, I usually crave like a good hamburger. Actually, when I was in Cuba, I couldn't wait to get back to McDonald's, or not McDonald's, but get back to Miami,
yeah.
and just grab a TGI Fridays or something
right.
and just have the biggest burger ever because there was no beef over there.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I crave. And I also crave American Chinese food for some odd reason when I get home. If I'm in an odd situation, I'll be like, oh, I need some Chinese food.
Gotcha. But, yeah. Gotcha. All right, kid. Hey, your long tour of duty is over with us. Thank you very much for jumping in the last couple
oh,
of weeks.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's a lot of fun.
You are awesome. I just love following you. Follow you on Facebook, you know, because you give great updates. You travel a lot, and you live it, and I'm sure appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, and I hope to see you very soon.
Cool. Colleen Ellsberg, Fox World Travel. That is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose back in a week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.